Luke chapter 12, verse 15. The Bible says, he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. You know, here's what you should do. Farm less. You know what I mean? It's like, or, you know, do some kind of philanthropy or something. Help people or something. You know, what am I going to do? I have so much money. I have so much food. I don't even know where to put it all. What do I do? I know what I'll do. Get a bigger barn. Build a second barn to just stockpile more and more. There's only so much food that you can eat. There's only so much food you can put down your throat, my friend. I mean, think about this. You know, I don't even know how I saw this, but I think somebody posted it to Facebook or something. I saw a news article this week about an actress, Scarlett Johansson, suing Disney because she was in a movie recently, and instead of just releasing the movie just at the theater, they released it on the theater and Disney Plus at the same time. So she's suing them, saying, that's not fair. You're supposed to do it in the theater alone. And then Disney Plus later. Because she's like, part of my paycheck is based on how much money is made at the theater. So, you know, I want it to be just at the theater. Now, obviously, you know, I mean, I don't think theaters are doing very well right now. Okay? Because of the whole COVID. And the fact that there's just so much junk to watch online for free. You don't have to pay to watch the junk that Hollywood's putting out. It's all free now. So, you know, these greedy actors and actresses are whining and complaining. So then Disney's response was, well, you've already been paid $20 million just for this one movie. They said, you've already made $20 million. And what is, I mean, that's a lot of money. And I mean, this woman has been in a bunch of movies and she already got paid $20 million for this movie. And she's like suing them, suing her employer or whatever. I don't know, whatever that relationship is considered. Suing this company, like, how dare you, you know, only pay me $20 million and then it didn't stay at the theater long enough or something. I mean, can you imagine the greed? I mean, how much money does this woman have? I mean, I'm assuming if she got paid $20 million just for this one movie, she's probably got like $100 million or something, or $50 million, or $200 million. You couldn't even spend that much money in your whole life. How do you even spend that much money? I mean, think about it. Like, what? I mean, how much money would you have to spend every day? I mean, think about this. If you're spending every day, let's do a little math. You guys want to do a little math? Say you're just spending like $1,000 every day. Just $1,000 every day. On Monday, I spend $1,000. Tuesday, I spend $1,000. Wednesday, I spend $1,000. Thursday, I spend $1,000. That's a lot of money. I mean, for me, like, I can't imagine, like, trying to figure out. It'd be stressful to me. Like, how am I going to spend my $1,000 today? If somebody said, like, you got to spend $1,000 every day, I'd be like, it's a lot. That's $365,000 a year. That's a lot of money to spend. I mean, $1,000 every day, right? Some of you are like, I think I could do it, you know. It's because you're greedy. You covetous, materialistic person. You know, to me, it sounds like a lot. $365,000, $1,000 every day, right? Think about this. Okay, so just to kind of simplify the math a little bit, you know, that means like every 3 years you're spending like $1,000,000, right? So basically, every 3 years you're spending $1,000,000, it would take like 60 years just to spend the money from that one movie. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, just one movie, and if you're not getting any interest or anything, it's spending like 60 years because you're spending $1,000 every single day. You know, I mean, this is just how I think. I'm just thinking to myself, like, that's an incredible amount of money. You know, let's say she has $100 million, which she probably does. I didn't research her portfolio or whatever. You know, assuming she has like $100 million or something. I mean, how long is it going to take to spend that 300 years of spending $1,000 every single day? And it's like, meanwhile, you know, other people are just kind of like struggling to get by and just, you know, they're just kind of living paycheck to paycheck, and people are tightening their belts and making sacrifices, and, you know, they took a pay cut here, and, you know, they're thrilled if they can just make, you know, $1,000, you know, a week or something. You know, they're like, yeah, or $2,000 a week. Great. $2,000 a week, right? She's making $20 million. Like, how long did it take her to make this movie? I mean, how long does it take for a Hollywood actor to make a movie? Let's just say it took her 6 months, right? I mean, don't you think it probably took less than that? Who knows about these things? Any Hollywood people out there today? I mean, it probably took, what, 6 months to make the movie by the time she, you know, maybe prepared herself for the part. You know, and because I'm sure these movies are real intelligent. It's some comic book movie. It's some Marvel comic movie. So I don't think she had to really immerse herself in literature to really, like, understand the part or something. She basically had to read a few comic books. Okay, so giving her time to read the comic books. So she's got to read some comic books. You know, go to the gym every day and, you know, eat a bunch of brown rice and vegetables and have some personal trainer make her super skinny. Get all muscle bound or whatever, so she can be this skinny, muscular chick beating up dudes in a comic book movie. But by the time she does all that, learns her lines, and then the filming of the movie probably takes 2 months.
It was 87 days.
What's that?
87 days.
So you, thank you. Man, I love technology. The movie was filmed in 87 days. So therefore, I think 6 months is you know, probably accurate of just kind of the whole process from her perspective. She's probably got to come back and do some voiceover and whatever. Let's just say it took a year. $20 million for a year of your life, a year of your work. You know, most of us, that's probably how much we'll make. Like, we won't even make that much in our entire lives. I mean, think about that. We'd make like a fraction of that. We'd make like a small fraction of that in our entire life. She spends 87 days filming, a little extra time reading comic books and working out at the gym and starving herself. And it's just like all she can think about, instead of just thinking about the fact, and maybe you can Google this too since you're helping me out. I thought I saw somewhere that she's like the highest paid actress in the world right now or something. She has $165 million. That's her net worth, $165 million. So forget spending $1,000 a day. She could spend like $8,000 a day, right? She could spend $8,000 a day. It'll still take her 60 years to spend it all. $8,000 every day. Think about how much money that is. $8,000 a day. It's just stupid. It's like, ah, oh, you're not paying me enough. Oh. You know what that shows me? It shows me, you think she gives a rip about the fans?
No.
Oh, you love Scarlett Johansson so much, and you want her autograph so much, and you want to go meet her? She doesn't give a rip about you. She doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about the fans. She's not saying like, oh, wonderful, my fans can now rot their brain on my stupid brainless movie on Disney Plus instead of having to go to the theater. It's just like, where's my money? I want more money. Best paid actress in Hollywood, that's not enough. $165 million, that's not enough. She's literally Hitler, is what I'm saying. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. All right, now see, now I'm getting excessive. See the tendency to go to excess? You just saw it happen. But folks, I mean, I'm sorry, but you know, what a rotten person. What a rotten person. Especially because, you know, think about the fact that, you know, I could go on and on, but it's like all the junk of COVID. Like, COVID's been kind of a pain in a lot of people's neck over the last year and a half. Don't you think COVID has inconvenienced a lot of people? You know, let alone all the people that got sick and died. But oh, the inconvenience. But what about the fact that people got sick, they died, and then plus a lot of people were inconvenienced. It messed up their job, or it messed up their schooling, or it messed up whatever their wedding plans, it messed up travel plans, it messed up the missions trips, it messed up all this stuff, right? And it totally, so obviously, yeah, things are still kind of messed up in certain industries or whatever, you know, and I don't feel bad for Hollywood because I want Hollywood to fail. I want the theaters to all go out of business and fail. But here's the thing about that, though. Like, she's not even thinking about any of that. All she's thinking about is, I got $165 million, but now I only got $20 million for this movie. How dare you release this on Disney Plus? I want this to be theater only. I want people to have to go down there and watch it. I don't want them to watch it at home. They have to go down there. I mean, does anybody else think that that's just bizarre? You know, the Bible's really clear on salvation. It's not based on how good you are. A lot of people think they're pretty good, you know, and yeah, they're going to get to heaven because they're pretty good. But the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. I'm not righteous, you're not righteous. And if it were our goodness that would get us into heaven, none of us would be going. Because the Bible even says in Revelation 21:8, it says, but the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and sorcerers and whoremongers and idolaters, and listen to this, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone until the second death. I've lied before. Everybody's lied before. So we've all sinned, and we've done stuff worse than lying, let's face it. We all deserve hell.